This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Yeah, really well. I mean, everything online and the people we work with and the people we deal with, you know, outside of the online world, like, have all enjoyed it. Yeah, it seems to be going really well. I mean, the video clip Fast was probably one of the funnest clips we've ever done. We got to hang out up the Sunshine Coast for a few days, and everything just sort of fell into place, which just made it such a fun experience and, you know, a lot less stressful than, I guess, previous, you know, video shoots have been. So, yeah, it's been a really fun journey with that song. And, yeah, live playing it for the first... It was, like, I think our second time playing it live. We played it once before in Queensland just before we came, and everyone seems to be singing the lyrics over here as well, which is obviously a good indication that people know the song here, and it's doing its job getting around the place.
And I noticed, I think it was on Twitter or somewhere, that there's, like, helicopters, bushfires, probably whilst there's no, like, fire restrictions going on. How do you kind of conceptualise your film clips? Because that's pretty epic. Is it sort of just your imagination, you just go wild with it?
Yeah, I think we kind of, just use our imagination as much as possible and say, okay, what would we want if there was just no restrictions? And then from there we kind of work back to, like, okay, how can we actually make this happen, like, logistically? So, thankfully... basically, like, our imagination and the logistics of this clip kind of really just worked out well this time. Like, we got to, do everything we wanted to do, and we got a helicopter last minute, basically. Like, we're like, that'd be awesome. And then, so a lot of things, as Kay was saying, just fell into place at the right time. Like, we had one bonfire that we were filming with, because we had a drum kit in the film clip that we kind of destroy in the fire. And then when we were filming that, little bonfire, we had a friend up on the Sunshine Coast in Australia that said, do you guys want a bonfire? Like, my dad owns a log farm. Like, yeah, and he's already got like a fire ready to go, like the size of a house. So we were like, okay. And it was like, so things like that just kept happening. Like, so yeah, we feel like, yeah, really blessed that everything really came together for this one. And I think it's, most proud that we are of our clips. Like, sure. Yeah.
And the Relight the Fire, it comes, it's the first track from, you know, your new album that you're working on at the moment. Tell us a little bit more about that. Is there, you've played a lot of the new tracks as well across the festival. Is it coming out soon?
I mean, we've done some kind of demo recordings for the next record, and now we're kind of, after Parachute, we'll go home, we'll start, I guess, recording those tracks for real, and hopefully bring something out this year, we hope. Actually,
definitely,
pretty soon.
Yeah,
pretty
soon.
So yeah, we actually haven't talked about what it looks like logistically in terms of time and what it is, if it's an EP or if it's a full length album. But whatever it is, there'll be new music real soon. Yeah.
Is it going to be much of a sound change, or is it going to be the same kind of New Empire vibe going on as well?
I think Relight the Fire is kind of a good kind of place to start as to what we feel like the next record's going to be. Relight the Fire is a good, like, a big change from Symmetry in lots of ways, but it's kind of all moving towards what we want this new record to be like.
Awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for catching up with me. Before we finish, I heard a story. I don't know if it's accurate, but Pete, I think you really like Minties, right? So I brought you a packet of Minties.
See, this is awesome, because this is like 5 years ago that we made, I don't know, just like a really silly video and just said that, you know, Pete really likes Minties. And then since then, Pete has had that many free packets of Minties. Like, it's ridiculous.
Teeth over the years.
It was like a year into it when my dentist was like, "You're actually getting pretty messed up. You got to cut out on the lollies."
So maybe it's a good thing you're leaving the group now, right?
Maybe.
Health wise, yeah, it's a good reason.
I actually changed it to, I think I did a Twitter one day as well, saying Maltesers, and like, Maltesers is now the pick, and I definitely don't like Maltesers as much anymore.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.